This is a little experiment, and I'm conducting it in Cork in Ireland. And it's all around the walk that I'm going to take today, midday, on a Saturday, through the city. I'm going to do a number of things. I have a plan, but I'm quite sure that something's going to come up unexpectedly. And I'm going to just turn on and off the audio boo and see what happens as life evolves. It, by the way, is a gloriously sunny day. It's chilly. And I'm crossing the first bridge, the bridge over the River Lee. Cork is essentially, a big town, I would call it, rather than a. If I call it a city, it'll give you the wrong idea. But it's a small city or a big town, and basically it has a whole lot of bridges over it, and it's a bit like Paris because the Ile de la Cité is the centre of Paris, if you like. And in Cork, there is another island, and I'm going to make my way onto it right now and see what happens. Well, I've stopped right in front of the sign to tell you what bridge it is. This is a Cork Corporation sign, and it says Eamon de Valera Bridge, opened on the 19th of November 1984 by somebody who's called the Right Honourable the Lord Mayor of Cork, Alderman Liam Burke, TD. The city manager, a guy called T.J. McHugh, got a name, a mention, and somebody called W.A. Fitzgerald. Anyway, he was the engineer, so the engineer definitely deserved, and somebody else called Shinkwin, J.D. Shinkwin, consulting engineers from a company called Ascon Limited Contractors. So that's it, Eamon de Valera Bridge. Now, where'll I go next? Turning left, I pass Café Gusto. Now, I used to hang out there quite a lot. There was a kind of tweet meet at Tuesdays that began off there. And they do lovely stuff in that place. It's shut today on a Saturday. Pity about that. I'm also walking along this place called the Boardwalk. And there's a restaurant there called the Boardwalk. Bit of a controversial restaurant. And I'm also now heading in the direction of the Clarion Hotel. But there is this wooden board along the side of the river. And you can stand and lean over. And you could jump in there, but you'd be frozen to death because it's bloody chilly out. See, I heard there was going to be a bit of help for people setting up new businesses and that it was going to go on in the Clarion Hotel, I think. But I think I'm not sure if I'm right, so I'm going into the Clarion Hotel now to see if I can find Donal Cahalan and some other people helping each other. My God, I'm in luck. I'm in the atrium of this Clarion Hotel, which is quite a remarkable place. And there is Donal Cahalan talking to somebody. He's obviously too busy for me to interrupt him, so I'm going to sit down here and just watch what's happening. Okay, I did actually stay in the Clarion Hotel for a while, and then I came out and I was lucky enough to get the company of Donal Cahalan, and we're walking along the South Mall. Now, the South Mall in Cork, for your information, is where all the solicitors and the suits hang out, and it's also where Greg Canty Fusion PR hangs out as well. But basically, what else is this street known for, Donal? Can I ask you that? Banks, yeah, banks, yeah. Are there any other banks open for business, by the way? Are they lending any money to business at all?
None whatsoever.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other people who are on the mall, obviously, are the auctioneers. Yeah, or there's a few of them left, anyway.
And they all wear suits, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And there are leaves on the streets here, autumnal leaves on the streets. And anyway, we're just heading in the direction of the centre of Cork City, but we're definitely still on the island. Turning into Pembroke Street, I'm standing outside a place called Orso, Kitchen and Bar. It looks fairly new. Outside, they're saying free Wi-Fi. Wow. Hello, I'm just admiring your... Is this new place? No, I have to walk on, but I'll be back. That looks wonderful food. Are you Moroccan? Is it Moroccan?
Yeah, it's Mediterranean.
Oh, it's great. Thanks a million. I'll be back. Wow. Glad I saw that place. I'm standing at what might really be, in my mind, is the centre of Cork. It's not where people usually call the centre of Cork. It's the post office. You can hear it. There's always a busker here. There's always a man selling the newspaper here too. And it's one of these sounds in the city that I'm hoping to capture. But I feel as if I'm... Did you hear that echo? That's the newspaper seller calling out the name of the evening paper in Cork called the Evening Echo. That was it again. It's almost like a bird sound, isn't it? Irresistibly drawn to this singer who sits here on the corner of Winthrop Street outside Vodafone. He's lovely.
Colors changing hue. Morning fields and birds.
I find it very hard to drag myself away. This is the bank. This is actually, I've just been told, this is Ulster Bank. It's the only bank that is open in the centre of Cork City on a Saturday morning. I used to bank with them, and I even kind of have difficulty remembering why I left them. Left them a long time ago. But I was looking for Bank of Ireland, and unfortunately they don't open at all on a Saturday morning. At the other end of Winthrop Street is an elderly man with a flat cap who's doing tap dancing as a busker. But now I come to the really attractive circle here at the end, which I can't bring you because it's, unless they drop, they did, they're jugglers, and he just dropped it. Let's see if he drops it again. Here they go. Man and a woman opposite each other. I'm having difficulty counting the number of battens they were holding. They've got three each. Here they go. Well, it's no good. How do you describe juggling? I mean, just that's got to be about the most tricky audio challenge I can think of. I can guarantee you that... Oh! Did you hear that? That one dropped. Cool. Really good fun. Right, let's go on. Where we go? Down Patrick Street, I think, next. Oh, yeah, I was telling you that the centre of Cork meeting place was outside the post office, but it isn't, really. In everybody in Cork's eyes, the central place in Cork is a statue in the centre of Patrick Street, and it's called Father Matthew statue. And I'm going to walk up to it just for symbolic reasons. Father Matthew was a campaigner against too much drink. In fact, he was against drink. He led the temperance movement in the 1840s, I think. And in his time, he was a superstar. I think he might have even been at least as popular as Daniel O'Connell here in Cork. The Apostle of Temperance, it announces. A tribute from a grateful people, unveiled on the 10th of October, I've just missed the birthday of that, in 1864. He died in 1856. And I can tell you that I once read about him leading a march to Limerick or appearing in Limerick, and something like 100,000 people, forgive me if I'm about 20,000 out one way or the other, gathered to hear him speak. Now that is a stunning number, given that the total number of, the total number of people in Limerick is no more than about 55,000 today. But imagine 100,000 people turning out in the 19th century to hear this guy speak. He's a Roman Catholic priest, and this was, of course, he was born in 1790, October 1790. Maybe today we'll say is his birthday. I haven't got confirmation of the exact day he was born, but it was erected during the mayoralty of J.F. Maguire, MP, Member of Parliament. Yes, Ireland used to have people in the UK Parliament. So there we are, that's it. And the statue was cast, I suppose you'd call it, by whatever that stands for, Prince and Co., Founders, yeah, they would have been a foundry, London, and I can't see the date. Anyway, he's the guy who set up the Pioneer Total Abstinence Association, began it with a movement that I was once a member of for a very brief period as a teenager, as indeed huge numbers of Irish youngsters would have been, you know, in the 1960s anyway. I've wandered into Easton's, which is a magazine shop turning itself into a bookshop, I think would be a fair thing to say. Huge magazine shop. I've stocked all sorts of things now, including I see Mars bars and Skittles and God knows what there in the way of sweets. But my eye is caught by J.K. Rowling's book, selling for $12.99 at Easton's, calling itself Grace Value, the Casual Vacancy. Anyway, Little Brown are the publishers. Just nice. I'm irresistibly drawn into bookshops. I think I'll just go and have a little bit look around here. They have a thing here that says promotion. So let me tell you for the record that Mick Jagger's biography of Mick Jagger by Philip Norman is on promotion. So is Rod Stewart and a book about Rory Gallagher, a book about Pete Townsend. The Bat by Joe Nesbo, and I won't carry on. Just thought I'd let you have a few current titles in case you're listening to this in 30 years' time. There's a book called Pure Cork by Michael Lenehan. There's Inside City Hall Politics, A Year in the Life of Cork City Council by A, that's A-O-D-H, Quinlivan. Now that would particularly interest me. I cannot actually believe that it would actually tell the truth. I kind of think he's bound to have pulled a lot of punches, because living in Ireland is very difficult to actually name names. Apart from the fact of what is legal, you might not want to do it because you know these people already. But anyway, it's an interesting book. I didn't know it exists. And he's a journalist with the Evening Echo, which is owned by Thomas Crosby Holdings. Yeah, I've been irresistibly drawn inside the book called Inside Cork City Hall Politics, and I see on page 60 a headline called Setback for the City Manager. It's all about the annual Cork Guinness Jazz Festival, which took place over the October bank holiday weekend, attracted nearly 60,000 people to 1,200 live performances. But in the year in question, I'm not sure which year we're talking about, on 27th of October, there was a regular meeting. And at this meeting, the city manager said some things, and these are quotes that were in the report. The Irish in America see themselves as Irish-American. The Irish in Britain see themselves as Irish. I won't tell you who these quotes are by, actually, just because I would chew up the time. Another quote. I'm not getting at the current Lord Mayor or any previous Lord Mayor. I just think that the salary is over the top. It should be set between 50,000 and 70,000. And here's another quote. This is a cheap shot coming from someone who is in the pact. I work harder than any TD, that's Member of Parliament. The Lord Mayor's salary is less than the top officials in the City Hall earn. It also gives a salary for two, as the Lord Mayoress gives more than a 40-hour week. Successive Lord Mayors have given strong value for money. I'm not sure the same could be said for all of Cork's TDs. And finally, St. Mary's Road Library has taken up a lot of council time, and that annoys me. Well, there we are, just a tiny bit from that book, which I'm rather attracted by now. My goodness, I've just wandered over and seen what headlines in Saturday, the 13th of October, Evening Echo. It says, Carrig Tool to get 200 jobs boost. Well, that's only down the road from where I live, and I didn't know about this. This is a new biopharmaceutical facility which will employ 200 workers. And it's a US company called Sangart behind the project from San Diego. Anyway, here they are. They're going to set up a production, and they hope to be, well, actually, it'll be 2015 before there'll be 200 staff there. So they're looking for permission to build a 12,000 square meter facility. Ah, you see? So this is a case of the media hypes, you know, at a very early stage. Somebody, of course, in order to help the getting planning permission, the PR company who has placed the story has managed to, or attracted the journalist to cover, Alan Healy to cover the story. And this happens all the time. This is normal stuff, of course. But it gives the impression there are 200 jobs boost. But actually, it's a very long way around the corner. Oh my God, my legs have just gone all wobbly. I just came out of Easton's, walked down the street, looked to see what was happening in my emails, and found that Chris Brogan has shared the link with the podcast that Roger Overall and I have been making called Business Jazz. Now, we've been doing this in a cafe off our own bat, and the thought that Chris has shared this, well, not the thought, the realization that Chris has shared this off his own bat. I didn't ask him to share it. We didn't ask him to share it, but that he has decided it's worth sharing, you know, has me rather jelly at the knees, because it means that what we're doing is of interest to the communities that he serves. And that takes us into a situation where we might have dreamed about in one way, to be honest, but it still leaves me. I can't wait to speak to Roger Overall. I better actually go into the CompuB shop on Opera Lane and just look around to calm myself in the middle of Apple products. Just not because, well, actually, because I don't own any Android, but it's a calm place. And I genuinely do need to calm down. This is cannot be scripted, you know. You couldn't script the fact that you're walking down the main street in Cork, and you're greatest hero online, really. I think Chris Brogan is stunningly great person, but he has actually shared something that I treasure immensely, because talking to Roger Overall about business is just a very good experience for me. I set the alarm off in CompuB. I got the man in CompuB to lift the MacBook Pro for me so I could see how heavy a 13-inch MacBook Pro was, and I set the alarm off. So just to put that on the record of the day. Coming out of the CompuB store, where I have looked at what I intend to get, which is the MacBook Pro 13-inch laptop, it's starting to rain, and I am heading for Nash 19, I think I've decided. I love the people in Nash 19, so I'm going to go down there and have myself a cup of coffee, and after that I'll have to go to the English Market and do the shopping, because otherwise I'll just spend too long in the centre of Cork City. So that's where I'm off now. I'm off down along Cook Street, heading and passing a place called the Zanzibar Bistro on the one side, the Victoria Hotel, which is shut, I know, because I played golf with the fella who owns it, or whose mother owned it. Anyway, here we go. I'm off to Nash 19. Great place. Standing outside Nash 19 on Princess Street, I see some really good news, and I'm going to read you a short notice that's in the window of this really excellent restaurant. It says that Nash 19, along with the Cork Business Association, welcomes the decision by the council, Cork City Council, to introduce an extended free parking initiative from the 27th of October for 6 weeks. So where does that get us? 22nd, it gets us to not quite up to Christmas. Anyway, there's going to be free parking on Paul Street and North Main Street car parks between all day, Monday to Thursday, from Monday the 22nd of October, and then in Paul Street car park from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Thursdays and Fridays from October the 25th to facilitate late night shoppers. So great, we're going to get late night shopping helped. And then there's going to be the park and ride service from Black Ash site, I don't know where that is, on Saturdays from the 27th of October is going to be free. So, and it's hope, this is what it says at the bottom, it's hope this extended initiative will boost pre-Christmas trade in the city. Well, look, every little bit helps. I'm going to go and have some food. Go in here. Right. This is the sound of Nash 19. Now, I see a thing behind here saying winner of best casual dining, County Cork, in the year 2012 at the Irish Restaurant Awards. Thanks for listening.